Well, this past year has been Pullman's best for new construction, with nearly 500 building permits issued and with the city reaching $75 million in the value of new construction from 2013. For more, we hear from News Talk for the Palouse's Danny Yantis.
It's a record year for Pullman, surpassing their last record in 2005 by more than $11 million and last year's total by more than $24 million. There is some debate about whether this year's activity is greater than 2005's when adjusted for inflation. But Public Works Director Kevin Gardis says it's no contest. Gardis talked about what contributed to it being a record year.
Partly it was just sort of pent-up demand. The economy got better. People that had been sitting on the sidelines for a while, I guess, had enough confidence to build and develop. We saw a lot of single-family and multifamily housing, so I think a lot of that's attributed to WSU and SEL and other employment opportunities in the area.
WSU's increasing enrollment and low vacancy rates is believed to be what led to the construction boom. Most of the construction included apartments and a $14 million delivery center for Schweitzer Engineering. From the News Talk for the Palouse Newsroom, I'm Danny Yantis.
500 building permits?
Yeah, about 500 building permits. And I've talked about that before. For instance, our buddy Glenn Krellen, who used to be here with the real estate think tank at WSU, which is now over at
the
Rundstedt,
the
University of Washington. Because sometimes you'd go through those new, because we get numbers from those folks every quarter about the new housing building permits, and you'd see a Whitman County number that was just huge. All of a sudden, it would just pop up and be massive. And for instance, the way they count that is that when you get those building permits and those housing units and stuff, you know, you put up like an eightplex or whatever, and that's several different permits and stuff, and depending on how many units you have. And so sometimes you get an influx of
permits. A lot of big new apartment buildings. And
right. That accounts for a lot.
You might be 30
of
units, and that's right. More than one building permit there.
Exactly. Though. Right, exactly. But still, 500 is a lot, and you talk about some of those big projects that are adding a lot to the tax.
Oh, we got the football operations building.
Yeah,
we have
that.
The Schweitzer. That might have come in before, though, maybe. That
right.
Might have been.
Yeah, the new Schweitzer construction that was
this
coming
year,
in.
But and the football might have been before.
Yeah, and of course the Grove apartment complex up on College Hill.
There's that one right at the base of Stadium Way on Main, that big apartment building going
That's
up
right.
there right now.
There
lots
is.
Of construction.
And don't forget, I think who it is it who's doing the development, the business development park behind Walmart up by the cemetery? Is that
Well, there's
The business park back up there.
Musco Building Supply is going to be. Is that, are they
well,
part
I mean,
of that?
That's been talked about for years. I'm talking about the business park that's up behind, up close to the cemetery, that, you know, works.